Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/Siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Gimel. Mar here starts explaining the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rishimin by mikvah. Rabbanan say mikvah, person that was tameh went into a mikvah that was originally shalem, and we find later that it was chaser. Rabbanan say that he's tameh bein brishus hayachid, bein brishus harabim, because there's a tardi l'reitza, because they have both the chaser lefaneinu, the mikvah is now chaser, and the fact that the person is tameh. So there's two things, two chazakas going against the fact that he was, that the mikvah was originally shalem, and that's why he's tameh bevadai. That's the opinion of the Rabbanon. Therefore, he's tameh even in Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah says that in Rosh Hashanah he's tar, and in Rosh Hashanah it's a suffix. Toilin, loy oichlin, veloy sarfin. That is machlekes the Rabbanon and Rosh Hashanah. First, he does the shailim shat. When we talk about being in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, what is in Rosh Hashanah or the Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi in the top of Beis and Beis says it means the mikvah is in the Rosh Hashanah or the Rosh Hashanah. That's the according to Shimon, there's enough Kamino where it is. We're talking about where the mikvah is. That's the opinion of Rashi. The Ridvan Daf Beis Mabez quotes Rashi, and he says, "Chayru we learn out from Saita Safik Tuma. We're not learning out Safik Mikvah. Mikvah is a Tyra. The limud from Saita Safik Tuma. So therefore, it should be told where the Tuma is, not where the mikvah is." And therefore, the Ritva argues on Rashi. The Ritva says that we say bein brishus hayachid, bein brishus harabim. It means whether you touched whether the person that came out of the mikvah, whether he touched tyrus that were in the brishus hayachid or that were in the brishus harabim. That's the brishus hayachid and brishus harabim that we're referring to. Akuvana, coming back to the machlekes here. So the machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Rabbanan says it's tummy everywhere, and Rav Shimon says that in Rosh Hashanah it's Toilin, and Rosh Hashanah it's Tar. So before in the sugya that there are really two machleksim between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. One is Bechlal, Tarti L'Reyesa. Does Tarti L'Reyesa make a Safek or make it Vadai? Rabbanan saying makes it Vadai, Vadai Tomei. And as Gemara said in the bottom of Beis and Mabez, that Lagabe Chavis, Gabe the case of Truma, it's Vadai Tevel, if you're the Chacham. The opinion of the Chacham is we paskin Bevados, like the Targi L'Reyesa. And Rav Shimon says no, Rav Shimon says it's a Suffolk. That's why by Chavis he says that it's Suffolk, whether it's Truma or not. And also here he says it's Suffolk, and it's Shaykh the Sugya, a Suffolk to Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, because it's a Suffolk by Targi L'Reyesa. And the Chum say here it's not a Suffolk, rather a Vadai. Therefore it's unrelated to the Sugya of Targi L'Reyesa. That's one machlekes we have in the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. The second machlekes is about the din of Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid, which you find Derech Agav here in the Sugya. The Gemara says that Lefir of Shimon, that holds that it's Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid, that is a Safik, so why does he hold that it's Toilin in Brishus Hayachid? Why do we not learn out from Saita that it should be Tamei Vadai? Says the Gemara, because Saita is Raglayim Ladover, because Kinei Lo Vinistura. So it looks like she's Tamei. It seems like she's Tamei by Saita. By Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid, we have nothing, we have no inkling to tell us that it's Tameh, just it's regular Safik. But nothing is leading us in the direction of believing that it's Tameh. And therefore, because it's a regular Safik, holds Rav Shimon that it is Toilin. That is the opinion of Rav Shimon. So let's first start with this second Chiddush of Rav Shimon. We have two points here to work to explain. Each one is very important. First one was the general Machlekes, that Tarti L'Reyesa, Is it a vaday or a safek? And there, because the Rabban holds it's vaday, it's tummy even in Rosh Hashanah. That was one point, which we'll get back to soon. Right now we're dealing with the other point, which is the opinion of Rav Shimon that we do not learn out safek tummy b'Rosh Hashanah Yochid from Saita to say that it's tummy vaday, because there's a raglayin ledavar, and therefore it's tummy vaday. Masha'in kain by regular safek tummy, which is a regular safek. So therefore the din is safek toilet. So the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos is that Rav Shimon holds not only over here by mikvah does Rav Shimon hold that safek tumah b'rishus hayachid is toilin. Rather, everywhere in every safek tumah b'rishus hayachid, where we know that halacha is sarfin, if you take on that it's vaday tame. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says that all it is a safek toilin lo yoichlin v'lo sarfin. That is the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. However, the Ramban and other Rishonim are bothered that all over Maseches Tirus and all over Shas, we say that Tavi Tumah Shayachid is Tame. Nowhere do we quote the opinion of Rav Shimon that argues. Shimon holds that Tavi Tumah Shayachid is a Sufik according to Rashi and Tosfos. How can we never quote him anywhere? Only here in Ita Dav Gimel about a case of Mikvah. Therefore, says the Ramban, that Rav Shimon always agrees Safek Tumah B'Shayachid is Tomei. We learn out of Saita. Rav Shimon agrees we can learn out Safek Tumah B'Shayachid from Saita. But here, Rav Shimon says you cannot learn out of Saita. Why not? Because here, there was a bedika. Before the person went into the mikvah, a few days or a few weeks beforehand, someone checked the mikvah, and he saw the mikvah was shalei. So therefore, we should be machzik. We should take on the mikvah was shalim at the time the person went in. So even though the mice it's a suffik, but because there was a bedika, so it's better than a regular suffik. There's more of a reason to believe that the person should be tar. Therefore, if Shimon says toilet, but in a regular suffik, to person say, okay, it's just a suffik. Did the sheretz touch you or not? And therefore, if Shimon agrees that you're metame vaday, and we learn out of sight. So the man is bothered. If this case of mikvah is better than a regular suffik, because there was a bedika beforehand, that's why here it's toilet. So in Cain, why does Rav Shimon say the difference between here and Saita is because Saita is raglayim ladavar? Hareh by Saita, we don't have the bedika beforehand. If Rav Shimon agrees that a regular suffik tuma is tamei, and only by one case where there's a bedika beforehand, it's different. So Saita did not have a bedika beforehand. That's why it's tamei. Why does Rav Shimon need to say raglayim ladavar? Says the Ramban, because by Saita, she says she's tahira. She says, no, no, don't worry, nothing happened, everything is okay. She's saying as a bari, the vados, that she's tahira. So the fact that she says she's tahira, that's a good reason for us to believe that she's telling the truth. Because there's a bari, there's an emanus of bari by Yisurin, we've seen many cases in the first paragraph of Ksubis. There's an emanus of bari by Yisurin. So Mela, because this Isha, this suffix Saita, saying barili, that she's Tahira, therefore, it would be like a case of Bedika. It's similar to a case of Bedika, where you check the mikvah. And the fear of Shimon, all it is a suffix. But it's not Vaday Tame. So to this Isha that says that she's Tahira, really we should only make her a suffix. We should not make her Vaday Tame. So says Rav Shimon, you know why there she's Vaday Tame? Because of Raglayim Ladavar. There we needed the raglayim ladavar because she's saying she's tahira. But in a normal case, a study tamer shayachor, the person does not know whether he's tamei or he's tahir. If you don't have that milah of the bari, if the person would know that he's tahir, then he's takatar. He has an amonus by study tamer shayachor. So the case of study tamer shayachor is talking about where the person does not know. So he lost the milah of a bari. So therefore, normally it will be metame, bevadai. But by the case of mikvah, you make it a suffik because you have the extra maila of the bedika. That is the maila of the Ramban. The Rashba says that what's Ramban talking about? That here there's a bedika, and a regular suffik tumah shayachid, there's no bedika. But he says the Rashba, every person that's tar, how did he get tar? He went to the mikvah, and he checked that he no longer has any shrotzim on him, and he's tar, and then he goes to the mikvah. So he also has a bedika that says that he's tar. And now he has a suffik, whether the sheretz touched him. So we should still be mitar him. Or at least we should make a suffik, because he has a medika. So why does Rabban say that normal suffik tumor shayach, there's no medika? That's the Rashba's question on the Ramban. Pshuta, the Ramban holds that it's not doing b'chlau. Hare, there, the person, it's true, went to the mikveh last week. But now, something unrelated to that happened. A suffik sheretz fell on him. The fact that he was Torah last week doesn't help the case, the question in hand, to know whether the sheretz landed on him or not. That's not going to help him. So we have a regular suffik. And then al zeh amar halacha, the tzarek tumur shezayachid is tamid. The shenke by this mikvah was originally shalim, and now it's chaser. So I need to know the fact that it was shalim. It's shalim, it's shlemus, is the question at hand. How much is it shalim? When did it lose that shlemus? So the fact that you make a bedika to see that it's shalim a few days ago, that's machzik to me, that also when the guy went in yesterday, it was also shalim. The fact that you're bedik, and that proves to me the shlemus of the mikvah, that's a reason to assume that it should stay bishlemuso. The bedika is machzik to me, the state at hand, that it should be shalim. Shenge by mikvah, the fact that he was tar last week doesn't help me copy that question at hand, whether he became tummy right now. Therefore, that's not called, therefore there, you don't have the my love bedika. The pshute, the pshat in the Ramban. Rashi did not understand that way. Akopanim, that's the sheet of the Ramban and other Rishonim, that Rav Shimon was only over here does Rav Shimon say it's a suffik. Normally Rav Shimon agrees that it's tar vadai. However, the opinion of Rashi and Tais, as we said, Rav Shimon holds b'chol makayim that Safi Tumr Shuzayachid is toilet. So Rikim Eger in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Aleph, Yerodeh Simen Aleph, and the Tas of Katan Vav, brings him a very, very important question on Rashi and Tais. If Rav Shimon holds we cannot learn out from Saita, only when there's a Raglayim Ledover, and a regular Safi Tumr Shuzayachid, there's no Raglayim Ledover, that's from Kivager. Im Kain, we lost the connection to Saita at all. We're entirely disconnected from Saita. So Im Kain, we should go back to the Kolam of Kol HaTorah Kula. Hare, this person has a Cheskas Taira. Before the Suffolk Sheretz fell on him, he had a Cheskas Taira. So he should use his Cheskas Taira to say that he's still Tar. Bishlam al Halacha, we don't use a Cheskas Taira, because we learned that out of Saita. Because also by Saita, we don't use a Cheskas Taira. But according to Rav Shimon, really, we can learn out of Saita, because Saita is different, because there's no Raglayim Ledover. But occasionally there's no Raglayim Ledover, we don't learn out of Saita. So Im Kain, we're out of the realm of Saita. So what happened to the Cheskas Taira? See, for Rabbi Kiveger and Shulchan Aruch, also in Rav Shlomo Hyman, Ksuba Simon David, asked the same question. So they both say, a very choshevi aside. They say that the svar of Rav Shimon by us, that you don't learn out of Saita because there is Raglayim Ledover, it's only klapi the din of Safik Kivadai. In every Safik Saita and Safik Tuma, there are two halachas. Number one, that you lose your Cheskas Taira, and it becomes a Safik. That's number one. And number two, that Safik Kivadai, that we take on Bevados, that you are Tame. That is a separate halacha that was said in the Safek Tumah. Two independent halachas. So says Rabbi Kiv Eger, Rav Shimon says that you can't learn out of Saita because there's Raglayim Ledover. Rav Shimon is only going on the second thing. To say that it's Vadai Tomeh, only by Saita we could hear it sad that it's Vadai Tomeh. Because it looks like she's Tomeh. Kinola, Vinistera, looks like she's Tomeh. We don't know whether the sheretz fell on you. We're going to say about those that your tummy. Hayala das. It makes any sense to say such a thing. That's as far from Shimon. They were killing out from Saita to regular Safik Tuma to say they're going to be Vadai Tame. However, the Aleph Halacha, the first Halacha, that we have by Safik Saita, that you lost your Chazaka, that is for Shimon you could learn out to Safik Tumer Shesayach. It's true that Saita is more chomer than regular Safik Tumah. Because Saita is Raglayim Ledover, and there is no Raglayim Ledover. But says Rav Shimon, I also agree that there's a halacha Moshe Sinai that allows us to learn out of Saita. even though Sait is more chomer than Raglayim Adover, and Sait Tumah versus Sayachid is not a Raglayim Adover, but Kach Nemer Lameshim Yisinai that we could learn out. So if Sait loses her Chazaka, then also by every Sait Tumah you lose your Chazaka. I can agree to that, says Rav Shimon. However, to say that it's going to be Vaday Tomei, that's not Mistaver. That I hold, that you only say that by when there's Raglayim Adover, that near and Advarim, that she's Vaday Tomei. But on a regular suffix, say that the Torah made it into a vaday, that's not mistaken. But in the chilek of the halacha that we can, that's done, that we learn that suffix tuma from suffix saita, and that you lose your chazaka, that we're able to lose out. We forgot to speak out earlier, that the Rashban, Ksubis, and Naftet speaks out, that the Rabbanan argue under Rav Shimon has a good taino lachaira, that there there's raglayim adover, and here there's no raglayim adover. See the Rabbanon, there's Allah Moshe Sinai tells me to learn out of Saita. I learn out of Saita even though the Svara of Saita does not apply to Safik Tuma. Because by Saita there's Raglayim Adover, Safik Tuma there's no Raglayim Adover. That doesn't bother us. The Torah says to learn out. As long as you're in Rosh HaYachid, like the Saita is in Rosh HaYachid, you learn out from Saita. That's the opinion of the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Krieger says that Rabbi Shimon also agrees to that be a Saita. That we can learn out from Saita, even though it's not Doima, we don't have the same Svar of Saita. But the din of say Vaday Tomei holds Rav Shimon, that doesn't make any sense by regular Safek Tuma with Adaraglayim Adover. Now the Gavaldika Mahalach of Rabbi Kiveger to explain the Pshat in Rav Shimon, that the two halachas that there are by Saita, the din of the halacha that you lose your chazaka, we do learn out, but the din of Safek Kivani we do not learn out. That's before in Rabbi Kiveger over here. This Rabbi Kiveger goes together with the Maharam we mentioned yesterday, the Maharam in Chulin Daf Testament Beis, that says that by when there's a Tarti Desasri, when there are two people that is Vaday, one is Tomei, one is Tar, so he says we can't learn out from Safek Tumah Bershei Yachin or Bershei Sarabim because Zeinu Yachol Liyos, it's impossible to be true. But yet in Bershei Sarabim we use Chazaka, and Bershei Yachin we do not use Chazaka. What's the Pshat? Says Maram and Chulin, later found that it's really Teza Rosh, by Yosan Dav Gimel, both of them say the same Yesoid, that we still learn out of Saita, the Chelek, that you lose your Chazaka. We can't learn out the fact that it's Tomei Vaday, because that's impossible. We don't say Tomei, we don't say Sofike Vaday, and in the case when it's impossible. But we do learn out the Aleph of Saita, that in a Rosh Hashanah you lose your Chazaka. So the same Yisrael is by us, where we can't say Sofik Evadai, but we still have the aspect of losing your Chazak. Just to mention that the Oynig Yontiv in Simen Kufayin Aleph asks a very important question. It asks the Oynig Yontiv, we don't find anywhere Mefurish a Limur Alfusa that by Saita loses your Chazak, or that Tali Tumim Shziyachet loses your Chazak. How did Chazal know this, that there's no Chazak? You lose your chazaka. Says the Oynig Yontiv, it must be that because the Torah tells me that Safek Kivadai, to look at it like it's Vaday Tomei, because I'm looking at it like it's Vaday Tomei, the Meila, there's no Makam for chazaka. Chazaka was said, Makam Safek. You don't know what to do, you go with chazaka. But here the Torah said, we take out of those that you're Tomei. The ones we're taking on that you're Vaday Tomei, there's no room for chazaka anymore. That's the part of Oynig Yontiv, the Gevaldik of art. And that's why we don't say Chazaka, because of Sofek Kivadai, that's why we don't say Chazaka. Then in the Haggadah, Oynig Yontiv asks, but it ties him before not like me. Ties him before by the Tarti Desasri, that we don't say, we don't learn out of Saita, and yet in Rosh HaYachad, you lose your Chazaka, like the Maram says in Chulin. So Oynig Yontiv says, are they there? It's not Shaykh Sofek Kivadai. We don't say Safek Kivadai, and yet we say that in Rosh HaYachad you lose your Chazaka. We see, says the Oynig Yontiv, and we see in Tosfos, that the thing that you lose your Chazaka is not because of Safek Kivadai. Rather, they're two separate, independent halachos that were said by Safek Tumah Rosh HaYachad. Number one, you lose your Chazaka, and number two, Safek Kivadai. So the Oynig Yontiv, that's muchach. And we would add, that's also muchach in the Gemara here in Daf Gimel, like, according to the Cheshbon of Rabbi Kiveger. In this case, in Rav Shimon, that when there's no raglaim l'davar, we don't learn out from Saita to say Safik Kevadai, but we still learn out from Saita to say that you lose your chazaka. So we see that these two halachas are independent from one another, and even without Safik Kevadai, we see you lose your chazaka. But we have to know what the answer to the question of Ayin Yontif is. Ayin Yontif really asks that Mehechi Teisi, that such a thing is true. Maybe the whole reason that you lose out your chazaka by Saita and by Safik Tuma is because of Safik Kevadai. Who told Taisus, or who told the Gemara by us, if you want, that even in a case when there's no Safik Kevadai, you still lose your chazaka? That's the question that you have to make. That there are two halachas. It's true, we have proven that there are two independent halachas, and each one can exist on its own. But how do we know that? Maybe always when we see a site to lose your chazaka, it's because of Safi Kevate. My Rebbe Folosh Mulevitz, he said, he's printed in his sefer, in the Shuri Befol, Ksubis in the back, there's Simonim on chazakas and in Nida. He said, to answer the only example of this question, and we don't say Tomei Safi Kevadai, a common there's a chazaka. Safi Kevadai was only said by Makaim, Safik. What do you do in a Safik? We treat it like a Vadai. But in a case where there's a chazaka, we already have a chro on the Shaila, so there's no Makaim for Safik Kevadai. So Bakarach, in every Safik Saita, in every Safik Tomo, there have to be two halachas. First, one halacha to get rid of the chazaka, and another halacha to make Safik Kevadai. But if we would not get rid of the chazaka, then there would be no room to say Safi Kevadai. That was his mahalak to answer the question of Einig Yontif. But I'll go upon him, whatever the Hezbar is, it's Muhach from our Gemara and Muhach from the Teis and Nafbez, that these two halachas exist independently. Number one, you lose your chazaka. And number two, Safi Kevadai. Now we'll come to explain the two Lashenis in the Gemara here. Gemara Tzorach Birim Shat. Gemara Tzorach starts off saying that that we learn this case of Tarti L'Reisa from Saita. So the Gemara asks on the Chachamim, so if Haribai Saita, she's Tarim Rishus HaRabim, how come here she's Tamei? Chachamim say, because here it's Tarti L'Reisa, it's Kevada. And Rosh Shimon holds that it's not doing it to Saita, because Saita is Raglaim L'Dover, and here there's no Raglaim L'Dover, as we spoke about now. So it comes out at the end of the day that no one is medamet to Saita. Harei Saita in Rosh Hashanah is tar, in Rosh Hashanah is tamei. In this case of mikvah, according to the Rabbanan, you're tamei even in Rosh Hashanah, because it's tarti l'reisa. And according to Rosh Shimon, it's in Rosh Hashanah it's taka tamei like Saita. But Rosh Hashanah is not medamet to Saita, because here there's raglayim l'davar, and here there's no raglayim l'davar. So Lamai said no one learns out of Saita. So how does the Gemara say shnei mamdu elam Saita? I'm a pellet of Gemara and Pshat. Plus Pshat in the Gemara. So Taisus and the Rishayim already asked the Kasha. Says Taisus, Vinutam, and other Rishayim, quote this Malach, that what the Gemara means is both Rabbon and Rosh Shimon are Mechalik from Saita. Both of them say it's not similar to Saita. Because Rabbon hold, because it's Charti L'Reisa, it's Kevadai Tuma. And therefore, it's something even in Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Shimon holds, and no, that because Shimon holds that it's a suffix, and therefore it should be like Saita. But because Saita is Raglaim L'davar, and here there's no Raglaim L'davar, therefore it's not similar to Saita. So the Maiz the Pshat in the Gemara is according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that both Rabban and Shimon were Mechalik from Saita. Both of them said, this case is not similar to Saita. That is the Pshat in the Gemara. I provided the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is very problematic, very Dochok Lefizeh. Means both of them hold it's not similar to Saita. And the Lashon Gemara is very shver. So the Maitza, the Chidush Aran and the Teis Arash, both of them say Mahalach here to explain the Gemara. Gebaldika Mahalach, that the Rabbanan here, the Maitza, Metame by Tarti L'Reisa, even in Rosh Hashanah. Harei by Rosh Hashanah, the klal is that Safik Tuma is Tar. So, what happened to the Rabbanan? Why is Tarti L'Reisa, their Metami, even in Rosh Hashanah? Elamai, because they know that even though Lamais is a Safik, it's Loyot Michal Safik, but it's Kivadai, it's Safik. Because there are two Sivas that tell us that to take on this way, so it's like a Vadai. So where do we have such a parish in the Torah? Heichon matzinu davar kazeh, that a suffix is dina kivadai. You know where we found that? We found it by suffix saita. The Torah gave it a din vadai. The Ran adds on that, right, we see that even in a case when a person cannot be mashke his wife, like bizman hazeh, still she's asura. It's not, the isra that she has is not in order to be mashke her. Rather, it's an isra mitan atzmoi. The Torah is machshiv the suffix like a vadai. So Saita Pirushus HaYachid is a binyan av l'kola Torah kula. That when there's a suffix that's more chomer, it's not a regular suffix, then dinoi kevadai. So Mamela, also by suffix to by this tartil reisa of the mikvah in the Rishus HaRabim, because it's karav levadai, we give it a din vadai. And therefore metame even in Rishus HaRab. That is the mahalich of the Ran and the Tezer Rosh. Very gevaldik mahalich in the Gemara. That's the Shnei Malam Du Elam Yisaita. Chomim said that's Doimit Yisaita, Mamish. And Rosh Shimon says, no, it's not Doimit Yisaita. Yisaita is a Raglayim Ladover. Therefore, we take on that she's Tamei Vadai. Here, we're lacking the Raglayim Ladover. Memela, all it is a Suffolk. Therefore, the Din is Toilin. That's where they went to learn Pshat in the Gemara. So, before going to the Lishna Basra, just Rosh Shimon already here, I mean, on the Nakuda, what is the Machleik HaShabonin and Rosh Shimon? We have a machlekes rabbanon of Shimon whether tarti l'reisa is kivadai or kisafik. What's the nekudas of machlekes? So Taisus here speaks out, the first Taisus, that the rabbanon hold that there's tarti. There's two things going against the chazaka de meikara. There's the chaser lefanecha, and there's the cheskas tum of the gavra. Therefore, we have two attacks on the chazaka de meikara, and therefore we take on the person is tamei. However, Rav Shimon holds not that way. Rav Shimon holds there's only chadul areyasa. Rav Shimon says, even though the mikvah is chasr lefaneinu, I could care less. That doesn't make a reyasa by me. The chazaka is b'chol tokfoy, with all of its strength. The chazaka goes weiter. The chazaka of the mikvah. So all we have is the chazaka of the mikvah going against the chazaka of the gavra. And therefore we're left with a suffix. That's machlikas. So machlikas is it tarti l'reisa, or is it chadol l'reisa? That's what comes out from the Taisvis. As we spoke about yesterday, that there's a machlekes, how to learn pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Ndaveiz mebeiz. Adarabba, hamin mikval cheskosay. Does the Adarabba mean that we should be machriya bivadai, like the cheskos ha-mikvah? And we don't care about the cheskos ha-gavra bichlau? Is that what the Gemara meant? Or did the Gemara mean to say that it should be a suffix? Chlekes teis arash bayos and teis shanim in kiddushin. So with the drachim explaining the teis the adarabba. But look, we have a raya here from Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, as teis explains, that we don't care about the chasher lefaneinu. So all we have is the chazaka of the mikvah against the chazaka of the gavra. But what's the din lefir Rav Shimon? The din is that it's a suffix. Why don't we say that you're vaday tahar, even in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because of the chazaka of the mikvah? And one might say, because in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you don't use chazakas. But Rosh Shimon is also in the case of chavis. Rosh Shimon knows that it's a suffix. Why don't we say that it's vaday good afrashas truma, because of the chazaka of the ayin? Elamites mulach in Rosh Shimon, l'chayra, that when there's the cheskas tuma, keneged the chazaka of the mikvah, it's a suffix. That's our mavur in Rosh Shimon. However, we find two other Tanayim that also argue on Tarti L'Reis. It's not so well known. Normally, to ask about Tarti L'Reis, everyone will tell you that it's Vare Tomei. But L'Maisa, we have Rav Shimon holds it's a Safik. We have two other Tanayim that hold that it's Vare Tar. Where are these Tanayim? They're not mentioned in Maseches Nida. And there are other Masechetas. Rav Tarfin, in Kiddushin, Nafsamech Vav Mebis, about a Mikvah Shenimdar V'Nimsa Chaser. And Rav Akiva says there that all the tyrants are tamei because Hamid Gavra Bechizkasa the Emar Loitava. And Rav Tarfin says that all the tyrants are tar because Hamid Mikva Bechizkasa the Emar Loitchasar. So Rav Tarfin does not hold the Tarti L'Reisa. And what does he say? Everything is tar. What happened to the Cheskas Tum of the Gavra? Elamai Mavur and Rav Tarfin. Once we have the Cheskas Sholim of the Mikva, we don't care about the cheskas tum of the gavra. That was good for the pshat and the other rabbi. have that in Reb Tarfon there. We also have it in Reb Elezer in Gittin and Daf Lamed Aleph. It says there that a person has peiros, and he puts in the side, he puts in a room, anything mafresh, all trumas and maestras, based on those peiros. Those are going to be his trumas and maestras. And this, and he eats these peiros. And then he comes a few days later, and he sees the peiros are gone, they disappeared. Someone stole them, the mice ate them. Akobanim, they're not here. They don't exist anymore. The din is according to Reb Elezer, that tafrosha is good, 100%. If you still have things that you're mafresh, we take on the vados that it was a good afrosha. Haray, if there's the cheskas sholim, and there's a chaser lefanecha, and there's the cheskas tevel, like the case Gemara brings on the Beis and Beis of chavis. And yet Reb Elezer says that it's a vade good afrosha. The Gemara says there in the Flamin Aleph and Beis, that cholkin alav chadir of a Reb Elezer. They argue, but we see by Mikvah that they argue, they hold the Tarji L'Reyesa. But Reb Elezer does not hold the Tarji L'Reyesa. And therefore, what does he hold? He holds that it's a Vaday good Afrasha. Just like Reb Tarfon and Kiddushin, he holds that it's a Vaday good Tvila. So we have a Reb Elezer and Reb Tarfon, Beshita Achas, that if you don't hold the Tarji L'Reyesa, it's a Vaday good. And in Reb Shimon, that holds without Tarji L'Reyesa, it's a Suffolk. Near Nadvarim, that their machloikas was Hadron the Adarabba. I know when we have the Cheskas Mikvah, connected the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra, and there is no Chasher Lefaneinu, even though it's Chasher Lefaneinu Lemaisa, but they hold that does not make a Reyesa. So what is the din? Reb Tarfon and Reb Elezer say it's a Vade good Afrasha, and it's a Vade good Tvila, and Reb Shimon says no, that the Cheskas HaMikvah cancels out the Cheskas HaGavra, and we are left with a Suffolk. So now come to the second lashon of the Gemara. Gemara says, "Time of the Shimon. Shimon is Yolev Soif Tumi Mitzchilas Tuma. Just like Soif Tuma is just like Tzchilas Tuma. Sorry, so we know that the Yonaga Bereshis Ram is Tar. Also by Soif Tuma is Tar. And I want to say, no, there's the Cheskas Taira. Here the Cheskas Tuma. She didn't worry about it. What is the second lashon Moisiv and the first lashon? Rav Shimon is good. Rav Shimon holds that it's a suffix. So maybe that as a dinim as suffix saita, suffix tumma. Why does Rav Shimon need to give a new explanation? So Rashi already said, it's already mashing Rashi before it's another Rishonim. At the ikar of the second lashon was someone to explain the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim needed an explanation. Why are they metamei by Tarji L'Reisa? Reis is suffix. And suffix tumma should say, but Rishus HaRabim is tar. And that the Gemara says, that no. That here it's different than a regular Safik Tuma Birishus Arabim, which is Torah, because there's a Cheskas Tuma. And that's why the Rabbanan are Metame. So the Rashba speaks out, the Maisa is an Afkamini between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. The first Lashon said, only when there's a Tarti L'Reisa, it's Kivadai. Memela only by Tarti L'Reisa are Metame in the Rishus Arabim. But by Chadol L'Reyesa, we would not be Metami in the Rosh Hashanah. Comes the second Lashon to be Mechadesh, and even Chadol L'Reyesa is enough. Because there's a Cheskas Tuma, so it's not Doime to the regular Safek Tuma Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, we would be Metami in Rosh Hashanah, even with Chadol L'Reyesa. Ad kan divrei HaRashba. So we found two ways to learn the Rashba. And they're being enough convenient in the two different drachim. Rashba, Lumais is learning, there's a machlekes in the two lashonis. When we have chodol l'reisa in the Rishus HaRabim, is if you the first lashon, it will be tar. If you the second lashon, it will be tummy. What does the Rashba mean, chodol l'reisa? We can give two different cases. We're not talking about our case. Our case, by the mikvah, is tarti l'reisa. Rather, we're talking about a different case where there is a cheskas tuma and there's chodol l'reisa. We'll give two different cases the Rashba could be referring to. Case A is we come to a mikvah that was never measured. We don't know whether the mikvah is shalim or chaser. A person was toivel in this mikvah that was not clear that it was shalim or chaser. And it never had a chazak in the meikara. No chazakas. No chazak in the meikara. No chazak in the hashta. Nothing. It's toivel in such a mikvah. That's one case the Rashba could be talking about. The Rashba could be talking about another case. That a person goes to a mikvah that was nimdad last week and was shalim. We know it was originally kosher. And then he goes into the mikvah. And now you have no idea. So you ask, why don't we measure it now? That's a good question. But there are other cases, let's say, where other cases we had, we have a subject about the kashrus of the mikvah. We know mikvah is kosher, and now maybe there's mayim shuvim in the mikvah, enough to passel it. And there's no way to tell, there's no way to check it right now. And the person went in before. So there's a chezkas kashrus of the mikvah, and there is a chezkas tuma of the gavra. And that's also called chadal areyasa, because the chezkas tuma of the gavra is going against the chezkas shalim of the mikvah. Those are two ways to learn the Rashba. In each way of these ways of these Rashba, it comes out of Chiddush. They're different Chiddushim. We have to just speak out the two different mahalach. The first, if you learn the Rashba the first way, they were talking about a mikvah that has no chazaka. So what comes out from the Rashba is that in this case, there are two lashanis, whether the person is tummy or tar. The first lashon holds that he would be tar, and the second lashon holds that he's tummy. It's enough with chadol areyasa according to the second lashon. But what needs explanation, lefi this mahalach, is the first lashon. Why did the first lashon hold that he's tummy? Harei he has a chazaka. He has a cheskas tuma. Feed the first lashon will come out that a cheskas tuma in the Rishus HaRabin, even with no chazaka against it, is still tar. That's what comes out if this is the mahalach in the Rashba. There's an obvious question on that. Maishna, one cheskas tuma with nothing against it, which is tar in the Rishus HaRabin. Maishna tarti l'reisa, when there's a cheskas sholim of the mikvah, which is tummy. I mean, the first lashon says a tarti l'reisa is kivadai tumah. That's what we're in the first lashon. Even though there's a cheskas sholim of the mikvah, but two against one makes it vadai tummy. And even in the Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be tummy. So if we'll go mathematically, when there are two chazakas saying tummy and one chazaka saying tar, you say that it's tummy. One would also assume that if one chazaka says that it's tummy and no chazaka say that it's tar, it should also be tummy. Vaishna, the Chara always, every Tarti L'Reisa, the reason we're tummy is because of the Cheskas Tumah. That means that Cheskas Tumah, we don't say something to my Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, to Rosh Hashanah. So, but it comes out of the Rashba, the first Lashon, by regular Cheskas Tumah with nothing against it, we're saying something to Rosh Hashanah is going to be tar. So the Maisa, there are Achorinim that say this. There are Achorinim that say that Sufik Tumah Rosh Hashanah with nothing against it is tar. That is the opinion of the Mekor Chayim in Simin Tov Samech Zayin Sifkatan Tes and the Chemda Shloima in Tshuva Yeridei Simenei Sifkatan Hay and the Shari Yosher in Shari Beis Perek Aleph. They all say that Cheskas Tomei in the Rishus HaRabim is going to be tar, even with no Chazak against it. However, the Shmaitza in Shmaitza Dalin Perek Beis and the Avinezer in Yeridei in Tov Samech Zayin and the Chazon Ish in Tyrus Simen Gimel Sifkatan Gimel and the Aviezri Rav Shach in the beginning of Hilchos Saito, all of them say that it's Tomei. And Davi Nezer and the Chazon Ish and Rav Shach all say the point that we just said. Maishna tardi l'reisa against one chazaka, which is tamei, and maishna one chazaka against nothing, which is tar. How is it possible to be more machmir by tardi l'reisa than by one chazaka? That is a very big question. This machlekes achorinim was not a word shot in the Rashba. The machlekes was ledina. What's the din of Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim? But as we said, that's Yitochin, that's a pshat in the Rashba. Whether it's a pshat in the Rashba or not, but if there are shitas that hold that Tzavik Tumah, the Rosh Hashanah is tar, even Keneged Cheskas Tumah. What's the pshat? So I found in Rav Aaron Kotler, both in the Chedushim and Chulin, and also in Ksubis, it's very Mekatzer, but he says that Tarti L'Reis is a Vadai. The word of Tarti L'Reis, it says, Rav Aaron, is, there's no tzad not that way. He compares it to the Gemara in Ksubis Tafayin Hei, Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu, and we don't hear tzad say not this way. Also by Tarti L'Reis, we don't hear tzad say not this way. I wasn't able to understand really the Hezber and what he says, but I'll upon him, there's some tzad here to understand that Tarti L'Reis is more chomer than one chazaka going against nothing. L'chor the head, what I would understand is apida rivash in simin shinayitetz. Rivash says when there are two chazakas, it's like a rave. So now two chazakas is not just chazaka and another chazaka. Somebody forms something else, form a rave. That also needs explanation. Now, kofanim, there's some mile of two chazakas. That's one way to learn pshat in the Rashba. However, the Mishnah Lamelech, Beragud of Mikvais and Lachazayim, learned the second pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba was talking about that there is a chazaka in the mikvah. The mikvah originally had a cheskas kosher. And now we don't know, and we can't find, and we can't be mevarer. And the person went into such a mikvah. In this case, we have two lashonos. The first lashon holds that he is tar, which makes sense. Chazaka keneged chazaka. The ches was kasher to the mikvah. Keneged the ches as tumah of the gavra leaves us with a suffik, and therefore he's tar. That is the first lashon of the Gemara. But the second lashon of the Gemara holds that he's tumah vaday, even in a rishus harabim, which is a pella. How is he going to be tumah vaday? Hey, what happened to the chazaka of the mikvah? We saw in the Gemara in Daf Beis and Beis, the Gemara said, "Ah, the Rabba, Hami mikvah beches kasai, the Eimar loy chosar." And as we mentioned, there are two ways to learn the other Rabba. Either it means it should be a safik, or it means it should be a vaday tvila. But either this way or that way, it's mavur that it's at least a safik. When we have the cheskas hamikvah, kineged the cheskas hagavra, it's at least a safik. So if it's a safik, so you should be tar in Rosh Hashanah. Why are we going to say that you're tame? So I could hear a svara to say that it's not dumia to saita. Saita, there's no cheskas tumah. Here, we started with a cheskas tumah. So because the person had a cheskas tumah before he went into the mikvah, so we can learn out of saita to be metarim legamri. If one would tell me that, I could hear. But mavur not this way. Mavur that he's tame vadai. How is that possible? If you compare it to Saita, then it's Rishis Rav and he should be tar. And if you compare it to Kola Tanu Kula, it should either be a Safek or it should be a Vaday Tar. How are you going to get a Vaday Tame? What's shot in the Rashba? So the Mishnah Melech says a line. Says the Mishnah Melech that because it's not Dumya to Safek Tumah Rishis Rav, Safek Tumah Rishis Rav has no Cheskas Tumah. And this person had originally a cheskas tumah. So because it's not doimit tzavik tumah rishus harabim, therefore medame tetchilas tumah b'rishus hayachid, and your tame vaday. That's the vart of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech understood that once you're out of the parsha, out of the comparison to tzavik tumah rishus harabim, then we automatically compare you to tzavik tumah rishus hayachid, and make you tamei vade. That's the tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah Melech that he learns in the Rashba and the Lishna Basra. And again, if we learn the Rashba is talking about when there was no chazaka of the mikvah, it comes out a chiddush in the Lishna Kama that the Lishna Kama holds that a cheskas tum of the gavra going against no other chazaka will be tar in the Rishus Arabim, even though tar dilarei says tamei. That's if you learn Mahalach A in the Rashba. If you learn Mahalach B in the Rashba, that we're talking about that there was the chazaka of the mikvah, then it comes out of chiddush in the Lishna Basra, that even though there's a chazaka, keneged chazaka, we're metame vaday in the Rishus Harabim. That the Mishnah Melech says, we learn it out from Tchilas Tumah and Rishus Hayachid. Akoponim, with this, the Mishnah Melech, with this Rashba, the Mishnah Melech wants to answer the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins by mikvah that it's tomei vada even in Rishus Harabim, and by chavis the Rambam paskins that it's a sofik. The Rashba and the Ritva on the bottom of the Beis and the Beis already asked the Rambam was mezakish daro lebeit rei. The Rambam one in by chavis passing like Rav Shimon, and by mikvah battling like Chachomim. How did the Rambam pull such a trick? That was the big question that they asked on the Rambam. Says the Mishnah Melech, that Lefi, the second derech of the Rashba, it's Miyushuf. Lefi, the second derech of the Gemara, Lefi, the Rashba, it's Miyushuf. that there's a svara, really la'olam tarki l'reisa is a suffix. And that's what Bechab is, it's a suffix. But by mikvah, we learn it out of tchilas tuma, b'rishus ha'yachid, and we're metame b'vadai. So even though it would be cited to suffix, but the din by tuma comes out as being a vadai tame. That's in Malach in the Rash, in the Rambam. They're not passing like the Lishna Basra. Kedarakai b'chol mokoyim, passing like the Lishna Basra. Maybe the Rambam passing that it's vadai tame. It's a beautiful shtickle Torah. Piyesh lahoyer that it's har comes out as seer in the Rashba. The Rashba asks in the Rambam that how could the Rambam switch the psak? And the teretz in the Rambam is being learned out of the Rashba. The Rashba had such a mahalach, why did he himself not use this mahalach to answer the Rambam? So the Va'ora on the Mishnah Lamelech, why not the mahalach of the Mishnah Lamelech to explain Pshat in the Rashba and mail it to be Miyashi of the Rambam? Now I go back to the Gemara. Gemara asks from Mavui that we find a sheretz in the Mavui where Tamil Mafreya. So why here are we Tamil Mafreya? Why don't we use the Chazaka de Meikara? That's the Shaila of the Gemara here. So Rashi and the Rishonim speak out, the Gemara is L'Shamay Parach. The Gemara here is only asking on the Shamay. Because here the din is only Misafik. This sheretz from Tamil Misafik. If the din would be Vadeh, then it would be question on Hillel. But the question is, but it's only a din suffik. Maybe that's only a question on Shammai. How does Rishonim know that it's only a suffik and not a vadai? So the Rashba says, the Mishnah puts it together with the din of kesem. When a person finds a kesem, we're also metame l'mafreya. They're also, it's only a din suffik. All tumas ksom is me suffik. So the Mishnah puts sheretz and kesem together. So just like kesem is a suffik, also sheretz is me suffik. That's the Mavur and the Rashba. It seems that some Rishonim Achronim had the Girsa in the Mishnah later on that it's Misafik. Kupan in there, it's a Safik. The Gemara answers that it's Tarti L'Reisa. So the Rashba and the Rav speak out that this Tarti L'Reisa is not Mamash Tarti L'Reisa. If it would be Tarti L'Reisa like before, then it would be a Vadai, L'Fi the Chachamim. And here all it is a Safik. The Gemara says it's like a Tarti L'Reisa. And the reason is Pasha. Tarti L'Reisa has two real bona fide Chazakas. One is we see Chosher Lafanenu, and two, we have a Cheskas Tumah. Here, this Tarti L'Reisa is just two potential problems. The Sheretz could come Me'alma, and it could come from the Mavui itself. So those are two potential problems in the Chazaka. And therefore, it's like a Tarti L'Reisa, but it's not a Tarti L'Reisa Mamish. That's the Mahalach of the Rashi, Rashba, Ritva, Tesfis. The question here is only if Yishamai, there all it is the Din Safik. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis there in Davnun Vav says that the reason it's Tomei in that Mishnah is because Safik, Tuma, Birush HaYachid, Tomei. And the Rav and all the other Mefarshi HaMishnah also go with this Malach of the Rambam. And it's a Pella, it's Nitzar from our Gemara. If in this case we have the Din of Safik, Tuma, Birush HaYachid, Tomei, then it's not compared at all to our Mishnah. The nidan of our Mishnah of Shammai and Hillel is when we have a chazaka de Meikara that now went sour. And we want to know, do you use the Meikara or is it a razor? Is it a suffix? That's a nidan by us. That's why the Gemara Shteltsu, Mikvah, and Chavitz, all the same nidan. That we had a chazaka de Meikara and now it's not good. Well, how are we machriya? So Mipshuta, that's the nidan also by Mavui. You check the Mavui. We know that it's kosher. Everything is good. And now we see they were sheretz. So the few that call Shammai, we should use the Chazaka to make her. And there we see not this way. That's the nidan over here. That's the tzushta. But if we say that there to be the Safik to Mershus HaYachid, so it's a Safik, and you're Safik to Mershus HaYachid, that's why you're Metame. That's not connected to us. Well, you can ask a question, which you should have asked. Why by us do we not say Safik Tumah versus Hayachid? It's a good question the Rishonim gave Terutzim. But the need by us is the need of the Sugya of Chazakas. Chazakah, that's Isra. There it's something else, it's Safik Tumah versus Hayachid. What's Bechlal, the comparison of the Gemara? Tzarachin Gadol. And what's even more Tzarachin is the Meiri. The Meiri says, there, like the Rambam and Daf Nun Vav, that Safik Tumah versus Hayachid is Tameh. And By us, the Meiri says that it's a suffix. Right? The dinim are a stira. If it's midin suffix to Rosh Hashayachin, then it's not a suffix, then it's vadai. Suffix and vadai by Rosh Hashayachin. Mamash Apella. Tehera Teretz. To answer up this din, it could be the Rishayim only says suffix to Rosh Hashayachin and the Resha of the Mishnah there. Where a person didn't do any bedika. There, there's no chazaka to make our, no chazaka the mavu didn't have any shrots. So there, we take a say, that it's something to Mershu Zayachit. But in the Seifa, when the person was Baidik, and we're talking about Freya until the time of the bedika, that's what the Gemara Bayas is asking God. In that case, Hare, there's a chazaka to make our, we know that last week the mavu was tar. If so, then we should use the chazaka to say that also right now it's tar. And here, and when there's a chazaka, in these cases by tumul mafreya, we don't take subject to remember to say yochid. So that would be, that should be the pshat in this gemara over here. Why the gemara, that even if the Rambam that says subject to remember to say yochid, you only meant that in the resha of the Mishnah and not in the seifa. I know in the resha, we tell me the vadai, but in the seifa, when you did a bedika last week, then it's only midin tartila reisa, and that'd only be a suffix. Like the Rishonim speak out, because it's not a real tartila reisa. That could actually be pshat over here. One other ha'ara here on this din of mavoi. There's a yesoid in the Rabbi Seinu Achreinim, Rabbi Kivager and Chuvah Simon Pei Beis, the Shmaitza Gimel Perek Zayin, the Beis Meir in Arachaim Simon Tav Samach Zayin. They all have a yesoid, which is very mistaver, that if I have, let's say, lettuce, which I know doesn't have bugs, and I want to know if the bugs came into the lettuce, or it came into my apple, or any case like this. So, l'chayra, I have a chazaka. I have a chazaka if I know that it was mutter until now. And I want to know whether an isra came in. So the chazaka tells me the isra did not come in. That should be the case. Yet they all say that in a case where there's, at least in a case where there's no nesinas tam, Israel does not give tam to the heter, just Israel is mixed into the heter and you can't find it. In that type of case, it's not shaykh chazaka. Why? Because the heter is still mutter. The lettuce didn't change its zin that it's mutter. Just you can't eat the bugs. You could eat the lettuce and not the bugs. You can't find the bugs in the lettuce. But the lettuce is mutter and the bugs are usser. So the lettuce doesn't become usser when the bugs come in. The lettuce stays as being mutter. So it's not shaykh any chazaka. Chazaka says, if you want to know something changed, we're maimed it al cheskosay. But here, we're not dining whether the lettuce changed. We're dining whether the bugs came in. But the lettuce is either way mutter. So even though you as a person can't eat it, but because the din of the lettuce doesn't change, therefore it's not shaykh any chazaka. That's a gevaldika yusayid. Rabbi Seinu, which is very mistaver. But it's a chayr nistar from our Gemara. Our Gemara wants to use the chazaka to make kara on the mavui. Does the mavui change whether there's a sheretz in the mavui or not? It's the same mavui. It's true that yesterday I was Isaac and Tyrus in this corner of the mavui. And today we find a sheretz in the mavui. But the mavui is not a different mavui when it has shrutzim. The mavui is not mekabel tumma. Gemara Mabeis talks about a kupa. The kupa is mekabel tumma from the sheretz. So it's shaykh chazaka on the kupa. That makes sense. But the mavoi doesn't change its din, whether it has a sheretz or not. Just, now that there's a sheretz there, so Tyrus out of either will become tummy. But the mavoi doesn't change its din. And yet the Gemara wants to use chazaka to be metayer this mavoi. So chayra, it's either a kasha on Mekeger and the Shemaitza, or it's a kasha on the Gemara, meaning how does it take a shaykh, a chazaka in this case, about the mavui? It's something which needs explanation here in this sugya. Taisis here has a kasha. Taisis here asks the Gemara, only explain the ratio of the Mishnah by mavui. But there's also a seifa there, by kesem. It says that Isha finds a kesem in her beged. So, metame lemafreya, until the time that she checked it last. And if the last time she checked it was a week ago, so the whole last week we take under the beggar was Tomei, and she was Tomei, and it's Matame all the tyrants. Ask Stasis there, it's not Shaykh Tartila Reza. There, if the dam came to Alma, she'll be tar. She's only tell me if the dam came from her. So it's not tar tila reisa. And yet, we're talking about Freya. Here we have the question of the Gemara without the territory of the Gemara. So what goes on by Kesa? Says Taisvis that there are two types of ksamim. There's a kesem yavish and a kesem lach. Kesem lach means it's fresh. The dam is still there. Kesem yavish already dried out. So it says, in a case of a kesem yavish, harevadi we can't say that she's tar until now. That's for sure not. The kesem dried out, it takes time to dry out. If you'd have seen right now, the kesem would still be lach. So the kesem yavish must have happened a while ago. So in those cases, I have to be metami l'mafreya. So because I have to metami in those cases l'mafreya, so may I leave my kesem lach or metami l'mafreya. Loi pluk. So he adds in that even sometimes the kesem lach, it's snicker that didn't happen right now. So because there are definitely cases that I have to be metami l'mafreya, so even in a case when it's possible that you saw right now, the chazal made a loi pluk and are always metami l'mafreya. That's the teretz of thesis. However, there's a big aura here, and the Taisus really the Mishnah there, in the Kesen Yavish. Taisus, the Kesen Yavish, Bakorcha, we have to Metami Lamafreya. It's true by Kesen Yavish, we can't say that she's Torah until right now. Because definitely it took an hour or a day to dry out. So it's impossible that she's Torah until right now. But let's give the maximum number of amount of time it takes her Kesen to dry out. Even if there's a lot of dam, and it's the winter, where it's not so hot outside, it's still, the maximum time it will take is a day, or 2 days, for a kesem to dry out, let's say. So if so, we should be metame the last 2 days. But if she checked her bag out a week ago, we're metame for the last week. Why are we metame for the last week? Alright, the kesem, really we have chazaka to make her. It says that the beged was without ksamim, so it should be machzik, that it's always without ksamim, until right now. Elamayit was the kesem yavish. Kesem yavish tells me that it can't be that she got the kesem right now. It came at least an hour ago. A minimum of an hour and a maximum of 2 days, this kesem. Okay, maximum of 2 days. So at least 2 days ago she was tamei. But until 2 days ago, I can say that she was toira. Why do I not say that she's Torah until the last time that I could be Machzikar as being Torah? And really, I could say that she's Torah until an hour ago. Maybe the kesem dried out in an hour. And Mamela, she should be Torah until an hour ago. Why am I metami everything l'mafreya? The klal is that I use chazaka to make kara as long as I can. So if there's a possibility that the kesem was right now, by kesem lach, when it's possible that happened right now, I say she's Torah until right now. Why by Kesem Yavish do I go all the way back to the other extreme to Metami Erlam Afreya? Kusha Gedela. So the Rashba and Chulin, the Afyud Aleph and Aleph, is Megalit Soyid. Megalit Soyid is shot in our Mishnah by Kesem Yavish. Why are we Metami Erlam Afreya? Says the Rashba, Iyav Shulcha Loimar Hamiden Al Cheskosa Tov Vaday Nafko Lomei Cheskosa Viyata Yodea Mosai. The Rashi says that the word of Chazaka de Meikara, when we see that it changed right now, is to say that it's always Muchsiklon, that she's Tahira, until right now. That's the word. It's not the word that we take Chazaka de Meikara as much as possible. He's giving us a ride. As long as far as you'll take me, I'll go. That's not the word that we say Chazaka de Meikara until the last possible moment. That's not the word. The Varna Chazaka de Meikara is, it's entirely machzik. I take it on 100%. I know that yesterday this Isha was Tahira. I take on she's Tahira until I see that she's Tomei. And the fact that she's Tomei now doesn't mean that she wasn't Tahira until now. Every Isha's Tahira until she becomes Tomei. So, she was Tahira yesterday. Until I know for sure that she's Tomei, I take on that she's Tahira. So I see Dam right now, oh, now she's Tomei. Until now, I'm with her in her chazaka. Mashiach in a case when I know that the beged or the isha definitely lost the chazaka before I saw her being before right now, definitely she lost her cheskas taira even before I found the kesem. So I can't, the Chazak de Meikara can't tell me, take on that she's always Tahira. It can't. The Chazak de Meikara says, take on she's Tahira until an hour ago. He doesn't have such a heart. The Chazak's Tahira is supposed to say, she's always Tahira till you find Tumah. So if even before you found the Tumah, I know that she was Tummy, the Chazak de Meikara is in the garbage. It has nothing to say. We lost it entirely. The Meila, I'm entirely Machzikar. As a suffix, Lamafreya, the whole time is Mesubak. That's a Gevaldik is studied in the Rashba. This is brought down the place and speak about this Barichus in Yeridei Tzim and Pei Aleph. This is a tremendous studied in Chazaka de Meikara. The word Chazaka de Meikara isn't that it goes as long as it possibly can, but that it says that Hamiden al Cheskosa, that it never left the Chazaka until you see that it changed. But even before you see that it changed, it must have changed, and we don't know when, then it loses the chazaka. And the Rai Ladover is this Mishnah of Kesem Yavish. We talk about the other Lashanis in the Gemara. The Gemara says three other reasons for Shammai, either because he's Shemar Geshas Biatma, or because he needs to have Yidam Meikar Avi Yossi, or because of Bitopir Verivya. So Tais speaks out here during Maslavi Baisema. Tais says that even if people are Shemis of Margeshes, or of Imiza Davidam Meikar Avi Yossi, Tais says we still need to come out of the Svara of Chazaka de Meikar, Shammai said in the first Lashon. Hari, the Gemara says here, and Moide Shammai B'Shoita, according to the Lashon of Margeshes B'Atma, Moide Shammai B'Shoita, according to the Lashon of Imiza Davidam, Moide Shammai B'Moich, Ibn Moich Dochoik. So the case when Shammai is Moide, what does it mean that Shammai is Moide? It means Shammai is Moide to Hillel. Hillel says Toilin, and in these cases, by Shaita or by Moich, Shammai is Moide to Hillel, that it's Toilin. He asks Tosfos, by Shaita, it's not Shaykh any Hargosha. Imkain, every Shaita, why does Shammai say Toilin? Didn't you be surfing? If the whole reason of Shammai is based on the Hargosha, so a Shaita doesn't have Hargosha, if so, then didn't you be that it's surfing? Why is then only Toilin? Elamai says Tosfos, Avada Shammai holds, we use Chazaka. That is not arguable. Avada we use Chazaka. That's what Midaraisa she's Tahira. Trust me, Drabbanam, you're going to make a Maila by Truman Kachim. For that Maila of Truman Kachim, this Lashon holds that it's not good enough for Chazaka. Beside the Chazaka itself, we would say to be Taila or to be Seirif. The Chazaka itself would not be good enough for Truman Kachim. So we need to come on to another Svara of Margeshes or of Mizat Avidam to explain why by Kachim it's she's Taira. The male when Shammai is Maide to Hillel by Shaita or by Moich Dochoik, he still is not Seirif even by Chulin because he still has the Chazaka. The Chazaka still works Legavi Chulin. That's my four entices here. But Dikr Svarier of Shammai, Hol of Yishim Argeshes Biatma. So Rashi says that now Shia found them also with a Bedika. She found them with a Bedika, and so Shammai is of the opinion that there's a right, in fact, that Lo Yirgisha Esmoil, that she wasn't Tomei until right now. So why does Rashi explain there was a Bedika? So this we mentioned yesterday, that the opinion of Rashi is that the Mishnah is talking about that she did a Bedika. Chayim explain how Rashi knew that and what the Sfar is. Like one of those before in Rashi, that our mission is referring to the case that even now she's on Dama Idea Bedika. However, Taisa argues on Rashi. Taisa says, all right, she needed a Bedika right now means that she didn't have Hargosha. If she had Hargosha, she didn't need a Bedika. She knows Dama is coming out. Now she sees without Hargosha. See, if so, so how does Shammai say it's Sfarah? Sfarah Shammai is that if the Isha would have seen yesterday, she would have had Hargosha. Anyway, we see that this Isha is seeing now without Hargosha. So she's definitely seeing without Hargosha. So if she's seeing without Hargosha, then also maybe yesterday she saw without Hargosha. So how does Shammai have his Raya by a case of that she only found with a Bedika? So Taisa's answer is that in a Hanami, the Chach of Shammai is only from a case when she sees right now with Hargosha. Because she's seeing with the Hargosha, so then I could say, well, why did she not see with the Hargosha yesterday? So the chacha that Shammai says, his far is based on the fact of that, based on a case when she now sees with Hargasha. Says to his, even if she'll now be seen without Hargasha, rather, Idea Bedika, so there's a loy pluk, because normally she sees with Hargasha, and therefore the fact that she did not see yesterday without Hargasha, that's why we say Daya Shaita. So even in a case when now she sees also without Hargasha, because I made a loy pluk, Lekula. Because in most cases, it's Shech, the Kula of Daya Shaitan. It's also, in the case that she finds without Hargasha, also we say Dayan Shaitan. Havada, this loy plug Lekula is only Shech by the Rabbanans. But it's still a fascinating thing. We don't normally have a loy plug Lekula here, but because in most cases, she's with Hargasha, so even in the case when there's no Hargasha right now, we're still Mekel. However, Tayus points out that by a Shaita, Chashama is Machmir. Why don't there we say loy plug? Most nashim are not shaitas. So maybe even by a shaita, we should say daya shaita. Answer is taitzvitz, that because a shaita is a different type of isha, so then it's not shaykh loy plug. When the type of isha, the normal isha that normally sees with the hargasha, so we made a loy plug to include all cases by the normal isha. But a shaita or a mishameshes b'maych, who are a different type of nashim, so there we did not make a loy plug. That is the opinion of Tesis. We have to answer Rashi. Rashi says right now, she found with the Bedikas aid. So Rashi's a pillar. Right, if anyway, Rashi mentioned the Ikur Din of Shammai, we said Davka in this case. In this case, there's no Eichacha for Shammai. Because even right now, she's seen without a Hargasha. So Tesis answers up for Rashi. That even though right now she did not have a Hargasha, she doesn't know that she had a Hargasha, but we could be Chishish that she had a Hargasha, and she thought it was Hargasha's aid. Because she put the aid in to do a bedika, so she thought she was having just doing a bedika. But really, it was Hargasha, and she got confused between the Hargasha's aguf and the Hargasha's aid. That's the says, she's based on a Gemara later on, the beginning of Haraya Kesem. Sometimes Anisha has Hargasha, and she gets confused with Hargasha's aid, Hargasha's shamish. But Tais asks Tanrashi that if that's the reason, because she gets confused, so issue is Shimsha with Bibaila. She had Tashmish. So why in that case is Shammai say Daya Shaita? Hare, maybe she saw at the time that she was Mishameshes. And she didn't realize it. Cause she thought it was Hargasha Shamish. If Rashi says we could be Toila, that really right now she's sitting with Hargasha. And just and she's getting confused between the aid and the Hargasha's dam. So she should say the same thing by Mishameshes. And in that case, we should metam here l'mafreya. That's Tesis Gasha and Rashi. So there are sameach in Perek Tes, on Yisurei Bia, Halachachov Tes, says there are sameach avert. That the only time there are metami, mipkid l'pkid, or mi'es l'es, is if you could be metami the whole time. You can have me from right now until the last badika. Or from right now until the last 24 hours. That's when we said the chumad rabbanon, v'hilo and nechachomim, to be metami. Mashiach came in this case where 24 hours ago, or I cannot be Mitame Lafi Shammai. Because she didn't have Hargasha right after her last Bedika, or right after 24 hours ago. She the only Nidoin is to Mitame her 6 hours ago, which is Mishamish Mithbaila. Says for Sameach, because we can't be Mitame the whole period, we're not Mitame Bichlal. At the end of the day, this is a Chumash Rabban. And the Bona made an Isser, made a Tumah, Me'ez Leitzim Mipkida L'Pkida. That was the time frame that they made for the Tumah. Only when it's Shech to Mitame, that whole time frame, were they Mitame. Here it's not, you can't Mitame the whole time frame, so they're not Mitame B'chla. That's why in this case, Shammai would say, Daya Shaita. Gemara says that Moide Shammai B'Shoita. Because she doesn't have Hargasha, so Shammai is Moide that she's Tameh L'Mafreya, Toilet. Tzeis is asked in different masks of Moida. As Tzeis is that a Shoyt is Einbo Das Lishoya. So, Hare, she should be Tar for a different reason. It's that Einbo Das Lishoya, so Mela, she's Tar. So the Ramban answers this Kasha, that there are Shoytas that have Das Lishoya. Some of them know. It's not every Shoyta means that she doesn't know how to ask a question. She could know, she could talk. But she still doesn't have Das, even Mavchen, whether it's a good Hargosha or not. Rashi says that the word of a shaita here means she doesn't know that she had a hargasha. That's Rabban said. So it's Shaykh a shaita that has a dasli shoyal. So Mederech Agav, this Rabban really is Gemara. So if a makar for the big question, the place can ask, then nowadays our noshim don't have hargashas. So the chari should not be tummy me daraisa. Different drachm in the place came. But the chari we see from this Gemara that's an isha, there's an isha that could be, she has dasli shoyal. But she doesn't have enough da'at to differentiate what's the hargasha. It could be all of our nashim are like that. That's them. They're very smart. They're very bright. But for some reason, they lost this hargasha. So they don't have the ability to be mavchin whether it's hargasha or not. But that's called hargasha. By shaitit mavur that it's called hargasha. Just, she doesn't know that she had it. She can't tell that she had hargasha. But it's called hargasha. That could be a makar from this Gemara, that are nashim, even if they don't feel it, but really it's there, just for some reason they're not able to feel it, they're not sensitive enough to feel it. But that's called the hargasha. Kopanim, back to the question of Taisus. Taisus asked that a shait is aim vodasli shoyal. She mentioned the Ramban starts some shaits are yesh vodasli shoyal. Taisus does not say that. Taisus has another answer. Taisus says, nafkamin is someone that touched her. He is dasli shoyal. Someone else touched this nida. And he has dasli shoyal, so because by him it's a shayl of yesh v'dasli shoyal. So that's where we're metamil mafreya. Asks the Aruch Lener, "Hare it's pashut. Then if we paskin on a certain shayla that person on a person, the Mishnah says in Tyrus that a chir shirt v'katam they have a suffix to mother tar because aim v'dasli shoyal." Says Aruch Lener, "Hare it's pashut that someone else that touches them is also going to be tar because once the chir shirt v'katam are tar." They who ever touched them is also tar. So even came back to this shaita. He posited on her that she's tahira. The male who ever touches her should also be tahira. So why is Tay saying that the person who touched her has dasli shel? Who cares? Shaita herself does not have dasli shel. It's a big question of the Aruch Lener. So Chaim Oizer, Nechelik Aleph, Simen Aleph, Siv Katan Dalet, says he is soin by Savik Tumah Bershayach and Rishtarabim, and he would dasli shel. The Reb Chaim Oizer, it's Mechivas from Mishnah and Tyrus, that were never machriya the Guf HaTumah. The Sherish HaTumah, the Guf HaTumah, were never machriya whether that it's Vade Tomer Vade Tar. If the shayla of a person is Tomer Tar, if the Nida is Tomer Tar, or something is a Sherish or Tzvardeya, the fact that the shayla is Noilad in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, or in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that will not be machriya that Lo'olam we take on that this thing is Tomer Tar. Lo'olam, the suffix exists. It's kayin lo'olam. Just the person who touches it, if you touched this suffix sheret suffix tzvardeya, and you were nershus harabim, you're tar, and you touch it when you're nershus hayochad, you're tummy. This is the say that B'chaim Oizer is mechiach from Mishnayos and Tyrus. Meila says B'chaim Oizer that we never pass on that the isha's tahira. Because the isha is the sherish hashayla, we never pass on about her b'chla, whether she's tummy or tar. We only pass it by the person that touches. So on him there's a nida, and on him we say, if you're das yeshua das li shoyo, then you're going to be tummy. So the Chaim Oizer, Tyson is kasha, held that the isha touched Tyrus, so she's aimed by him das li shoyo, and they're aimed by das li shoyo. Everything is aimed by das li shoyo, and therefore you should be tar. Tyrus is that someone else touched her, and that person is yeshua das li shoyo. So we didn't pass it about her and Mamela about him. I hear the suffix is always Kayam. But they may really pass it about him that he's Tommy. Now, Shangin, the Mishnah in Tyrus that says that a Chir Shirt of a Katan that had a suffix Maga Tuma, so we pass it on them that they're Tar. The Din of the Imod Asli Shoyal and Rosh Siyach and Rosh Zerabim were all said on Maga Tuma. You have a question about a Maga Tuma? So if you're an Imod Asli Shoyal, so you're Tar. And you're Tar Legamri. And someone else that touches you is also going to be Tar. But Shangin, by this Shaita, where she's the Kufa Shaila of is there Tumah here or not? Makora Tumah, and the Makora Tumah we don't pass that it's Tar, we name with Asli Shaila. Oh. Just one very quick point on the Gemara Amud Beis. The Gemara of the Brayson Sarah says that Hillel asked Shammai, don't you agree to me by a Kupa? And Shammai said, in a Hanami, I agree by a Kupa, but Rish is not like Kupa. Whereas different ways to explain what the Nidon was about. Hakupon in this din that Shammai is made to Hillel about the Kupa, the opinion of the Ramban is that the Kupa is Tmei Vadai. Namidin Safek Radimidin Vadai. It's Sarfan Alasa Truma. So the Ravan is bothered, Lefidvarov, that what was Hilos Echacha to Shammai? Right here, the Mechlekes Hilos Shammai is a question about a Safek. How are we Mechiach from a case where it's Vadai Tomei? Says Ramban that because there by the Kuba it's Vadai Tomei, when there, because the Kuba has Shulayim, so at least by the Isha, which ain't no Shulayim, even though she has Ignayim, should be at least telling me Safek. Once you're, if you're made it to me that there, it's Tomei Ben Vadai, because Yesh lo Shulayim, so even in the case of Ein lo Shulayim, at least there should be the Svara, at least you should be Tomei Ben Safek. That is the Malach of the Ramban. However, the Rashman, the Ritva hold, even the Kuba of that Shamit made it to Hillel, it's only Tomei Ben Safek. Just like the din of Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan says, in all the cases that Rabbi Yechanan is Nachmir on the Kupa, and he says it's Tomei, it's before in the Gemara later on, it's only Tomei Misafek, not Midin Vadai. Who I didn't Kupa that Shamit made it to Hillel, it's also only Midin Safek, and not Midin Vadai. I come for today, Baruch Hashem, the big daf today. Baruch Hashem, I made a lot of Yesedas in this daf.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.